Funeral services for another music great, blues man Little Milton, will be buried today in South Haven, Mississippi. The R&B pioneer helped define electric blues in the 1950s. Little Milton Campbell was known for his powerful voice and distinctive fusion of blues and R&B.
When you're feeling low down, so far away from home, and the night is yours, and yours all alone.
Over a career spanning almost five decades, he recorded more than 30 albums and appeared on dozens more.
Now you may not be with me, but your presence fills the room. Oh, just think of me, baby, 'cause I'll be thinking of you.
Campbell was a child of the Mississippi Delta. His father, Big Milton, was a farmer and local blues musician. Little Milton picked up his first guitar at the age of 12. By his teens, he was impressing blues fans around Mississippi. Little Milton's recording career began when Ike Turner introduced him to Sam Phillips of Sun Records. By the late 50s, Little Milton had founded his own label, Bobbin Records.
We may not have a cent to pay the rent, but we're gonna make it. I know we will. We may have to eat beans every day, but we're gonna make it.
Forty years ago, he recorded We're Gonna Make It. That song became an anthem for the civil rights movement. It was his first number one hit. Over the years, Little Milton continued to tour and record, playing to sold-out crowds across the United States and Europe. In 2000, he received a Grammy nomination for his album Feel It. Burton Doss is a spokesman for Little Milton's most recent label, Malico Records, and a friend. The blues man's music inspired him to learn to play guitar.
He wrote on my guitar, "Go Get 'em, Tiger, Little Milton." And every time that I pick it up and see where he's signed it, it just gives me a good feeling knowing kind of that he's there with me.
Little Milton released his final album, Think of Me, in May. He died in Memphis last week after recently suffering a stroke. He was 71 years old. Thanks for joining us. That's our program for today. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.
Girl, you better.